show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Kind of sad in Queensland at the moment for a lot of families who are separated from loved ones due to the border closures. This has really been big in the news over the last 48 hours.
Yeah, really tough. There was a poor girl, you would have seen her in the headlines, that wasn't able to make her dad's funeral because of the border closures and the quarantine that is necessary for 14 days once you do get here.
She was in Queensland, but she wasn't allowed out of quarantine.
Yeah.
A lot of people have, including our own Prime Minister, been ringing Anastasia Palaszczuk. He rang her yesterday morning and said, let this woman out, let her go to the funeral, but it wasn't to be. But there's a lot of Queenslanders in this position. Sky is in Cairns. You're one of them, Sky. Who are you separated from due to COVID?
My grandfather at the moment.
Whereabouts is your grandfather?
He's in Perth in WA.
Oh, and that's even tougher because WA have really strict border restrictions too, don't they?
Yeah.
How's your grandfather's health?
He's been sick for a little while, but it's just been lately that so we usually text every day.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard from him for a while, and I found out that he's fallen over.
Is there anyone looking after him there?
Yeah, my sister is. But I've just had my first son too.
Oh.
So it would be awesome if I could, you know.
Introduce him
to his
pop before.
I hope that happens. Yeah. I really hope that happens.
Me too. Thank you
for the call. Rhiannon's here. Hey, Rhiannon, who are you separated from, mate?
My boyfriend.
How long have you guys been apart?
Today's his birthday, and it will mark 1 year, 1 month.
That's a long time.
So, yeah, the plan was that after my visa expired in England, that he would fly over. And then we had bushfires, and I was like, oh, that's a terrible time to come. And so I told him not to come then, and then we had the floods, and then I told him not to come then. Now we have COVID, and that's obviously not happening.
Wow, so he's overseas, is he?
Yeah, so Australia's obviously not letting any foreigners in. He's British, so, yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, well, I got a mate who's an Aussie, but he's in Dubai at the moment.
And he can't get home.
And he got made redundant over there, and he can't get home because of the borders.
Yeah, Rhiannon, so many stories. Rhiannon, thank you.
A different Rhiannon now. This is Rhiannon in Atherton. Hey, Rhiannon, who are you separated from?
Hi, so similar situation to the caller before. Most of my family live in Ballarat and Geelong in Victoria.
Oh.
But I had my son New Year's Eve, December last year. So we had flights booked to March to go see the family down there. But last minute I had to get cancelled. But my niece and recently I can visit a match of food, so... really hoping she can meet her great-grandchild because it's the first one for her. So hopefully everything passes sooner than later.
That is something that I hadn't considered. Hey, anyone who's had a baby in the last 6 months,
yeah.
That baby has probably not met a lot of their family members,
so
like
tough.
Extended family.
That's tough on whoever's had the baby. That's tough on grandparents as
totally.
Well.
Totally.
You know? Eloise in Townsville, we're going to end on you. Eloise, who are you separated from due to COVID?
So I'm actually separated from all of my siblings who live in New South Wales.
Oh, I feel you, Eloise. How are you coping?
Look, reasonably good. We did manage to get a quick trip in before they declared Greater Sydney a hotspot zone.
Yeah.
So that two of my siblings could actually meet my daughter, who will be one at the end of this month.
Oh, so many babies missing out right now.
And you know what? I'm totally with you, Gabby. That is a whole thing that I didn't think about.
No.
You know, babies being born, but that's another one, Eloise.
Yeah.
So what's the plan? Like, the minute the restrictions are lifted, are they going to come up here? You're going to go down there? Like, have you thought that far ahead, or are you just playing it day by day?
Look, we are playing it day by day, but we're also getting married in 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
You picked the crap of the year, Eloise.
Oh, look, at the same time, though, it does mean that it's really intimate.
That's true.
But, you know, it would be lovely if my family were here, but that won't be the case.
Well, let's cross our fingers for Christmas, hey, because that's what I'm holding on to right now.
Thanks for the call, Eloise.
Christmas would be amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks to everyone who opened up on that.
Yeah.
Really touching kind of subject matter, huh?
Seagulls are the worst. Because there is nothing better than going down to the beach and having a fish and chip feed and just watching the ocean while doing so. But seagulls ruin the experience.
Do you find they've gotten more aggressive throughout time as well too. I think they've gotten cocky because I don't remember them being nearly as aggressive.
I remember them being aggressive
as they are now.
As a kid, if you gave them a chip. And then all of a sudden they were like, well, she's weak, I'm in.
I mean, last time I had fish and chips by the ocean, one hovered like a helicopter over the top.
Well,
it scared my six-year-old daughter. I was brave, of course.
Of course. She chased it off, didn't she?
I stood up to the task. Yeah, thank you for protecting me, my daughter Matilda.
Well, some research has been done, and this research was obviously needed to figure out how to stop seagulls attacking your lunch when you're at the beach having a feed. And they've done a lot of experimentation to figure out if this works. I'm a little sus on it, though. It's like the whole magpie argument, because they reckon if you make eye contact with the seagull, it will not try to take
your food. Well, I remember with magpies back in the day, they used to say, draw some eyes on top of an ice cream container.
And wear that like it's...
And wear the ice cream container like a hat.
Because
you'd look totally normal walking down the street wearing an ice cream container.
And not just that. I'm sus on that too, because I reckon magpies go for the eyes. Like, let's be honest, they're that evil. So I don't think that's a good thing to do. And I don't think seagulls are going to be turned off by this either. But they reckon they tested it out on over 155 seagulls. There was a whole flock of them, and they kept eye contact. They watched the birds. They left the chips on the ground. And it was when they looked away that they all swarmed in to try to steal a chip.
Right.
I am questioning the research, so I'm going to do my own, Cliffo. I've tasked myself with heading down to the beach over the weekend. I'm going to get me some hot chippies. I'm going to sit there and I'm going to stare the seagulls down and see if this theory works.
So what are you going to use? Just your eyes?
Just my eyes. I'm just going to stare them down.
I don't know why I pictured you going to Spotlight for some reason and picking up those little googly stick-on eyes, but then, yeah, okay, you've got your own.
That's fine. I have my own eyes, so I think I'll use them.
The results of this scientific experiment by Gabby on Monday at Hit. The Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch-up.
We're just waiting for the ghosts to ruin us again this morning because we're talking paranormal experiences for your Freaky Friday. There is a pub for sale in Maryborough that is very much haunted. Brendan told us all about it. And there's like kids laughing. There's like people getting their hair touched.
Women feeling a breath on the back of their neck.
That almost
late
sounded
at night.
Sexy, not scary.
Really?
Yeah, that was wrong tone.
Wasn't supposed to be.
But I've had a few paranormal experiences. I had scratching on a window and there was no tree outside. So we wanted to hear yours.
This is funny. We tried to take the calls on this just before 8, but the phones went into absolute meltdown. Coincidental timing? I think not. But we recorded all the phone numbers and we've called these people back. So Sam, straight up, you've had an encounter with the paranormal. What's your story?
So when my little boy was a baby, I took a photo of him eating in his high chair, and then a couple of months later, I got something to tell me that I had to go back and have a look at that photo. Turns out there was a lady standing behind him in that photo. Yeah. And I had ghost adventures, like ghost people come to the house, and they've got on a record of a little girl saying, "Help me," and then another lady saying, too just, but we will never know what that means.
What? Why are you still living at that house, Sam?
Move out.
Oh, I moved out.
Oh, okay.
That was like 2016.
The next day, they've just packed up the car.
Kurt, we'll go to you next. Kurt, what's your encounter with the paranormal, mate?
Mate, I was laying on a bed playing Game Boy when I was younger, and my little brother was playing on the floor, and I rolled over, and there was a man sitting on the edge of the bed with a black coat on. So then I turned my back to him, and then my brother got up about 2 minutes later and tapped me and said, "The man on the bed wants you."
Ah! So you both saw this dude on the bed?
Both saw it.
Did you not, like, start crying, start screaming for your parents? Like, there's a weird dude in your room.
I ran out screaming.
Yeah, I bet.
So do you think you saw, like, a physical being? Like, did it look like a man like you would see at the shops or something? Like a man who was actually standing there? Or was it hazy, like ghost-like?
Yeah, it was, like, hazy. Like you know when you see something out of the corner of your eye?
Oh.
And, like, a bit like that? Like, yeah.
Ugh.
Good story.
Scarred for life.
Thank you, Kurt.
You're all right, mate.
Pretty much every music festival has had to be cancelled this year around the world because of this pandemic that's going on. There's still massive social distancing rules in place, so it's a very difficult thing to get across the line. However, the first music festival to come to Australia since the pandemic is happening in Queensland. This is really exciting stuff, and it's very different because it still is COVID safe. We're going to talk to the marketing manager for the event and for the Ovalo. His name is Stephen Howard. He's in charge of this event. How are you going, Stephen?
I'm exceptional. Thank you.
I bet you are. Yeah. So the Ovalo, that's a hotel in the Valley in Brisbane. That's going to play host to the first, probably the world's first, COVID safe music festival. Tell us, Stephen, how the hell have you pulled this off?
Look, we are obviously always looking at ways to do things differently at Ovalo, and we thought, what a great way to do it and do it safely with a music festival with inside a hotel that's COVID safe.
So this is the concept, right? You book out a motel room and then the festival is streamed into that room. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we've got amazing artists. Yeah, we've got Groove Armada, who's going to stream in from the UK, and a number of others from Chicago and Manchester, and then also some local homegrown talent like Group Terminator as well. Yeah, it's going to be great fun.
And what a headliner in Groove Armada as well.
I love that.
These guys are amazing.
Because they're telling you to shake your ass, and you're not allowed to dance in nightclubs and pubs right now. You have to sit to drink. But if you're in your own motel room, you're allowed to dance.
Absolutely, and you will be able to dance. You're allowed up to six people in the room, but only two can stay. But this will be something where you will be able to get up and shake that ass all night long.
Wow.
The whole hotel is booked out, so there'll be no noise complaints, that's for sure.
Oh, this is amazing. You book a room, you get the minibar, you get live streamed music into that room, and it feels like a music festival.
Stephen, I bet when you got up this morning, you didn't think you'd be saying on Queensland Wide Radio, shake that ass, right?
I don't think so, but I do love Queensland. I'm originally from Brisbane, so it's a great spot. And obviously, with your listeners being regional Queensland, we encourage them to do a little bit of a staycation in Brisbane and not just support Ovalo, but support our tourism and hospitality industry. It's really important in these crazy times.
And do you know what I was just thinking as well? Music festivals, port-a-loos. You don't have to worry about any of that crap.
Oh, yeah. Lining up for a drink.
You don't have to go into a stinky little shed to poop.
Right there. You just open up the mini bar. Boom.
Good to go.
There's me 4X Gold.
Oh,
Milton
best
Mango.
Music festival
Bloody
ever.
I love it. All right. If you're keen on this, it's happening at the Ovalo Hotel, like we said. Remixhotel.co is the website. Stephen Howard, thank you so much for running us through Queensland's first, Australia's first, probably the world's first COVID-safe music festival. Sounds awesome.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys. Thanks for your support.
Put all your junk on the curbside and someone just magically takes it away for you to the tip.
You call it curbside collection. I call it free shopping. All I do is win,
win, win, no matter what. Yes.
It's like a free garage sale.
Someone definitely shopped at my house last night because I had put my stuff, it was my turn to put stuff out on the curbside to get picked up, and we put a few things out. So we put a really stained, gross rug out on the curbside because we had this rug when my dog was learning to go outside, and it was a pale rug, and it's gross.
It was a safety rug.
Yes. So it was rolled up and put out on the lawn, and then we also had our old bed.
You know what you should have done? Like patted it out with some rags or something. It'll totally look like you've wrapped a body up.
I should have done
that.
Put
it out the front.
Oh, that would have been
like
the best.
The mob's living at that house.
Yeah, don't mess with us. We also put a bed out. Like we got a new ensemble recently, and this old rickety bed that we've had for a really long time. Like it would have taken so much effort to take to the tip. So we put that out on the curbside too. And it took us like 5 minutes, all out on the curb, good to go. And we're sitting up eating dinner last night, and I heard this erratic knocking on the door. Like it was an urgent knock on the door. They didn't just knock once. It was like bang, 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 bang. Like it was huge. Wow. We was like, what is happening? So we run downstairs and we open the door. We're like, yes. And there's this woman standing there. Can I have your bedhead? I was like, sure.
We was that
it was like it was a sale.
Breaking my front door?
It was like it was a sale and they like had to be first one in. They're going to miss out on the deal if they don't get in now. I'm like, dude, it's free on the curb. Just take it.
I like the honesty. But you know what? Just run.
Just grab take it and run.
Get the trailer. Get the hell out of here. The Hit Breakfast Show.